The share market continued its weaker trend over the course of Wednesday afternoon, much the same way it started out, and the ASX 200 finished around session lows with a loss of around 31 points or a half of 1%. If there's a buy reluctance, it turns around the fact that we've got a number of key events over the course of the next couple of days, including interest rate decisions in the US and in Europe from the European Central Bank. And then tomorrow, locally, we've got the unemployment report for the last month, which will also be an important outcome for the market. So overwhelmingly, it was the bank weakness which formed the nucleus of the sell-off for the market today. The continuation of the last couple of months, really. The weak housing finance numbers that we saw in the last day are important, just adding to the weight that comes from the Royal Commission and other factors as well. There's every chance that we're going to see soft demand for housing finance over the course of the next couple of months, and that was a factor at play today. So sizable losses for most of the lenders. Elsewhere, a number of company specific outcomes. There was a bit of takeover activity today. One of the ones that stood out was APA Group. They operate energy infrastructure such as gas pipelines and wind farms. They were the subject of a takeover bid from a Chinese organization called CKI Group. So the shares were up 20%, APA shares, on the back of this. It'll be interesting to see whether or not this pops up on the radar of governments, either state or federal, or even the Foreign Investment Review Board, because when it comes to sensitive assets in recent times, we've seen some of these transactions stymied as a result. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not that gets a hold in this case. The other takeover bid was for Gateway Lifestyle. They operate retirement communities. They were the subject of a takeover bid from an American organization called Hometown. As a result, Gateway shares were up by 15%. Kogan shares were a feature as well for the wrong reasons. The stock down by around 7%. It comes after concerted efforts on the part of a couple of their directors, including the CEO, to sell substantial parcels of shares. The Aussie dollar a bit weaker at 75.6 US cents.